microphone. Testing, testing, testing.
We're testing the volume.
Still quiet.
On the mic. It's a...
Well, I just yelled.
What happened?
I yelled.
There was a blip.
I yelled there. I yelled there. That's why I was loud. Well, that's okay. I guess that's okay.
I mean,
okay.
This is sort of okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah. What do you think about blah, 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 blah?
I think that one was perfect.
That one's good.
Hello and welcome to the, I believe, 15th episode of the Time Bat Show. I am Bat Snacks.
And I'm Timeasis. And we're
live!
Live!
Yeah!
And we probably just blew out.
We just totally ruined everybody's ears. Why is it so loud now? It wasn't loud before.
We were having audio difficulties. We just spent the last, 2 hours trying to figure out the best way to record this with in person with one microphone.
Yes, we are two humans sitting with two laptops
next to each
and
other. Yes.
One,
but we have two microphones, but they're not set up.
Yeah, we don't know how to do that
because we're not that savvy technically. This is also weird from our other one because last time we were sitting across.
Yes.
And now we're next to each other.
I sort of like this setup better because we don't have to make eye contact while talking the whole time.
And that would be awkward. Yeah.
I'm not very good at making eye
contact.
That's
true. Yeah, so episode 15. It's our second in-person episode.
Yes.
And you're visiting me now. And yeah.
So I have come to visit Timeasis in Austin.
That's right.
And this is my... I guess technically my second day here.
You got here really late last night.
Yeah, I got
and
here.
And we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we did nothing last night.
So, yeah.
So, that's what's going on.
Woo! Isn't that exciting? And that's been our episode, everyone. Thank
and
you.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to episode 15.
Just kidding.
No.
You said you wanted to share something out the outset of the show. What was that? You had some story you wanted to share immediately.
Oh, yeah. There was something cool that I saw
Get
in the
on
news.
The ball, okay?
Sorry.
It's okay.
So, I'll read the headline. Secret terrifying 13-foot Avatar War robot learns to walk and mimic human movements. And I have a picture of it here.
What is an Avatar
Pretty much
robot?
They built a mech. You know that mech from the movie Avatar?
Mm-hmm.
They made something that looks exact... I mean, they... South Korean scientists... Of course South
of
Korea
course
made
South
it.
South Korea, yeah.
They made a mech that people can drive in. And it...
Like a Gundam or something.
Yeah, it's like a Gundam or an even EVA unit.
Mm-hmm.
And a person sits in the cockpit.
And it actually works?
Yeah, and I mean, there's a video here, but...
It looks like... It kind of looks like the suit from, like... Oh, Avatar, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sort of looks like a Mech Warrior mech.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have a head like Gundams do.
Right.
But they should add a head.
It does kind of look like the Avatar mech.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like the aliens construction.
Yeah, the alien forklifter mech that Ripley fights the queen with.
The forklifter, yes. The good old forklifter mech, yeah.
So,
that's
what is the point of having a giant...
Can you scroll up? What is it called?
Robot. It doesn't say the price.
Oh.
It says that it's
is
named...
Is this a consumer thing? Like, you can buy this?
Or is this a military thing? I think there's only one. I think it's a government contractor, and... They say that there are possibly, you know, uses for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this was built with a use in mind. I think this was built out of passion.
But this is a government thing, right?
I think it's a...
Just a private thing, wanted to build a mech.
I think it's a private thing. They just wanted to build a mech.
So, they probably wanted to show off, to be honest.
Someone had a dream. Mm-hmm. Someone grew up with Gundam, and...
Someone was really rich that they knew.
Yeah.
And then were like, let's build this thing.
Would you sit in the giant robot?
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
maybe after a couple of years. Maybe after some beta testing. Yeah.
You wouldn't be the first to sit down in
the
hydraulic
the first,
death machine.
I wouldn't be the first test pilot. No, that's not true. I feel like it would like crush you.
What if it just...
Doesn't it kind of look like that?
I mean, you've seen videos of robots that they turn on for the first
yes,
time, and
they and
just
they
go freaking haywire.
Or they, like...
They start punching...
No, the bad thing could be, like, it like could contort in a way that's like you're in the thing and you're like, no,
it starts
don't
doing,
do that.
Yeah, it starts doing like yoga, like stretching
with
its
you
arms
in it, and you're
yeah.
like, no, I can't do that, and then you get crushed.
Yes,
you know, that's what I feel like would happen. If
that would
went
be a really
robot.
Horrible death.
And then they'd be like, oh no, we've programmed the software so it never contorts.
Sure.
And you're like, And they're like, but it could if we wanted to, like AI controlled, we'd do that. But when there's a human in there, we always make sure the software is protecting you from doing the crazy maneuvers that would kill you immediately. And you're like, oh, okay. And then, like, right when you get in, they're like, we have a bug in the software, and apparently it's going to do whatever it wants.
Just
and then...
please stay perfectly still.
Yeah.
Do not move.
Don't move your neck any, or you will instantly die. Basically. You know? So you have to wear one of those, like, harnesses that they wear in, like, NASCAR or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. I saw a couple of years back, like, Japan made a similar mech.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as, like, advanced, I don't think.
Yeah, I think Japan has been doing this for a while. I just, yeah. maybe this was South Korea's first or something.
Yeah, well, that one, it said it could learn human movements.
Yeah, and I think maybe there wasn't, I can't confirm, but I don't think there were human pilots in the Japanese one.
I think you could get in it, but, like, it didn't do anything.
Yeah, like, it wasn't a cockpit. It was more of, like, just a seat.
Yeah, like it was a cockpit, but the controls didn't. It was
yeah.
just for show. I think it was a remote controlled thing. So yeah. I don't know. Or it was like completely for show. I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it's the Christmas episode today too, isn't it?
We're gonna have a couple Christmas episodes.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been decided.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't get because we have a tradition on the show. You know, do you know what the tradition I'm talking about?
I think the tradition is that every time there's a holiday, we have to try to get some sort of terrible soundboard
yeah,
for
correct.
Holiday sound.
That's correct.
That and sound nothing.
Do you know what I forgot to do before the episode started?
Yes.
Download the soundboard. Which means you have to...
just wing it.
Make up something for the next 20 seconds while this installs.
So I actually have a funny anecdote I can share.
Right.
So the other day I was watching a video, a NASA video on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
You've watched a NASA video
yeah.
on YouTube. And you know YouTube's recommending algorithm where after you watch a certain video, it recommends you
yes.
know, videos
yes.
of the same type.
Yes. Yes.
And then you know suddenly if you watch a NASA video and you go to YouTube.com, every video on the front page is now about UFOs.
Oh, it's the space thing.
Yes.
Sure.
Well, have you ever clicked on any of those UFO videos?
I think once, just out of curiosity, but not, like, watching them at all. Why? What happened to you?
If you do, there's, like, a weird side of YouTube that is very easy to fall into watching UFO
like
videos like
dark
that.
Dark YouTube.
Yeah, like,
dark
as
tube.
Soon as you watch one UFO video and you go to YouTube.com, instantly every video is just the most insane stuff ever. Like
recommended for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, conspiracy videos.
For everything.
Like alien lizard consciousness chakras.
Like Obama's like a lizard man or
yes.
something.
And they're all like 1 hour long and they all have more views than the NASA videos.
Yeah. And they're all just like collages over
yes,
a man
of,
talking. Right?
Yes.
He's like in his basement in like Ohio.
See, you know what I'm talking
and
about.
And he's like, yeah, I think I've seen one of these. There was one about like the Earth. And how it, like, revolves around the wrong axis or something. And it's, like, messes the chakra up or some crap.
Yes.
And the man talked for, like, I watched it because I didn't watch the whole thing. But I was just like, what the hell is this
All
about?
Of these videos are, like, an hour and a half. They're, like, feature length.
No, I know. But the people, that when they talk about it, like, they have, like, a bunch of separate things that they kind of link up. But they don't really. But they think in their mind they're all, like,
yes.
somehow related. Like, because JFK was assassinated
there,
in 1962.
There are giants buried in Antarctica.
And in the same year, we found a giant bone in Antarctica. We couldn't figure out what it was. That means that JFK was a giant himself.
Yes.
And he was descended from the giant people of the ancient times. And
yes.
he's also an alien. And he covered up the moon landing after he died somehow.
So there are like thousands of these videos on YouTube. And if you watch a NASA video, your YouTube just enters
that
other YouTube dimension.
The other realm or whatever
yeah.
you'd call it. Yeah, I've never spent a lot of time on those.
I didn't spend a lot of time, but it's something that happened to me recently.
And so I have a Christmas town board now.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
We haven't tested this.
No, so it could be awful. And this one's a lot better than the last one.
Merry Christmas.
What? That sounds like a hobo or something.
That was a little intense. All right, you got some jingle
bells. I have to say, this one is a lot better than the turkey one.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember the turkey one. What the fuck is that?
What was that supposed to be?
That was supposed to be walking in the snow. It sounds like a gunshot. Sounds like I'm firing like a shotgun shell into like a wooden wall.
Yeah. Oh, what's that supposed to be?
That was you know what? This would be a good game. I play it and then you guess what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
All right. First one.
Opening all presents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, next one.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, well, that's pretty obvious.
That was man.
Was it? All right.
Merry Christmas.
It's a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some jingle bells. And
well, I just linked it or something. Okay.
Is the church bells again.
Yep. All right, stop.
Wait, what? Did he just say... Did he say the F word?
I don't think so.
That was an F bomb.
We'll have to bleep that out. What was that?
I don't know what that was.
You know what it was.
No, I have no idea what that was.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, it's Grinch. Scrooge. Bah humbug.
Yes.
It sounds like he's saying,
I mean, that's what happens at Christmas sometimes. All right, ready? You have two more. Or okay. Three more. Wow, that was creepy.
That was terrible. That was a terrible doll laughing.
Close. I'm going to play it again.
It's like a horror. Yeah, it's like a horror doll.
Think.
It's one of those dolls that you
think
pull
Christmas.
The string.
It's Christmas themed. Christmas. Christmas themed.
Yeah, it's like a doll.
No.
You pull the string.
Christmas. Think more Christmassy.
Elves.
Yes.
That wasn't elves.
Elves laughing.
It's like nightmare.
All elves. Right, next. Ready?
Yes. That was a Christmas horn of some kind.
They call it a party horn.
Okay.
And then the final one. Are you ready?
Yes. Was somebody using the restroom
on Christmas after drinking too much
hot cocoa? Yep, that is definitely someone urinating.
I'm gonna pretend that's correct. It was actually champagne, apparently. So the only one that I actually liked there was the Santa one. So
yeah,
I'll
that one's good. I like the Ebenezer Scrooge yelling
the
expletives.
Said
yeah.
The F word or whatever. Yes. Okay, so I have a news story before we get into questions if you want.
All right,
I know
let's
you already
do it.
Had one, but this is another animal related one. It's in the spirit of Christmas, though.
That's good. Mine was not.
So apparently in Australia, where else would this happen? A woman found a 3-foot tiger snake hiding in her Christmas tree.
I've never heard of a tiger snake.
I don't know either, but it's probably really bad. I'm going to click on that. Maybe it's really awful.
You would think that would be pretty normal in Australia. Don't they, like, decorate their trees with venomous snakes?
They do, actually.
That's Christmas
part of the
in
Christmas
Australia.
Spirit.
That's their tradition.
Ooh, tiger snakes are creepy looking.
Yeah, he's got like a flared head.
Kind
like
of have a cobra. Thing going on. That is
That's
not
a snake.
Yeah, they look venomous. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so the snake was like chilling in her Christmas tree, and she found it, and then she crawled in, and some animal control came and got it.
And he was just like, hey, nice snake. I've got one just like it in my tree.
Yeah, she took a photo and sent it to the snake catcher. Apparently in Australia, that's just a profession.
Yeah, that's
G'day, mate. I'm the Australian snake catcher.
Your local
snake man. And that there's a tiger snake. And I'll come out and grab him for you. Ho, ho, ho.
She's a real beaut, one.
She's a real beaut. Yeah, and then he just grabbed it, and that was it.
Crikey!
It looks really scary in this picture. Like, it looks like it's gonna kill you.
He's like
popping out of the tree.
He's got ornaments next to him, and he has a little bit of tinsel.
He's in the holiday mood. Oh, they're probably in the top 10 most toxic animals on the planet, but they're not dangerous unless you poke it with a stick or grab it by the tail to try to kill it. Oh, that's good to know.
Okay.
So, like, they're only gonna kill you if you, like, mess with them. Which, honestly, like, if she was hanging ornaments or something...
That could happen.
Yeah. I don't know how she put up the whole tree without noticing.
Without noticing the giant venomous snake.
How does that happen? Like, the tree is... In the picture, folks, the tree is all decorated already. So it's not like, you know, she just grabbed this tree and it's, you know, she was about to...
Maybe she thought it was just decorations, and then it moved, and she's like, whoa.
But, like, look, there's a lot of decorations already on the tree. Like, she would have to, like, put up all these, and the snake must have been chilling somewhere. Maybe he was, like, sleeping or something.
Yeah, he's just sitting in the tree, just hanging out.
And then, like, she, like, turned the lights on. He's like, what is this shit? And then he, like, came out, and he's like, stop it.
So snakes like warm things. Maybe it was the lights in the tree that he liked to,
maybe. Sit next but where to. Was he hiding? I wonder. Maybe he's like coiled around the.
That was just their house tiger snake.
Maybe. In Australia, they just have tiger snakes hanging around or whatever.
They're like house flies.
Maybe. I don't know. Just another weird animal Christmas thing.
Yeah, we do like our Australia.
We do. That's my favorite place. I would want to visit there once. Yeah, it kind of does look like tinsel, though. It's kind of gold and, you know. It's got a nice thing going on there.
I would have left it in there. No, I wouldn't have.
You would have. Huh?
That's terrifying.
No, it is terrifying. Anyway, so how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
How's your first day in Austin?
It's going pretty good so far. Yeah. We got some breakfast tacos.
We did. That was important.
Yes.
Have to do that.
Part of the Austin experience.
It is part of the experience. We'll probably have them again.
Yeah, I hope so.
For sure. So do you want to launch right into questions, or do you have another? Oh, I had some. You wanted me to tell my story.
Yeah, there's a funny, you told me a funny story last
on
night
the way home from the airport. Remind me what it was. So
your car makes a funny noise.
Oh, right. You wanted to tell me that.
There's like a slapping noise constantly as you're driving.
So about a year ago, so in Texas, for some reason, we have to get our cars inspected every year. It's just like a safety kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Safety and make sure the car can, like, run and, you know, it's safe for the road. So they, like, do, like, a bunch of... They do an inspection and make sure your car is good and its engine's working and its seat belts and all that other crap. And last year, they're like, oh, yeah, your car passed the inspection except for, you know, I took my car in and... They did it for like 30, 45 minutes. It came out and they were like, all right, you passed everything except one thing. And I was like, okay, well, what did I not pass? And they're like, well, your windshield wipers are really old and they're worn out and they don't work very well. And that's unsafe. So we have to fail you there. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Well, can I replace them? Like, what can I do? And they're like, well, what we can do for you is charge you $20 and we'll replace your windshield wipers right now with new ones, and then you'll just immediately pass the inspection. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. It saves me time. I don't have to do anything. So I was like, let's do that. And so the guy does it, and, you know, 20 minutes past or whatever, he comes back out and he's like, all right, we're all done. And I'm like, so how'd it go? And he's like, oh, you passed. Like, you're all good. He gave me like a slip that literally said, you passed the inspection. I took it and I drive away. 3 days later or so, like, it starts raining, right?
Yes.
I turn my windshield wipers on, and I immediately notice that the right wiper has, like, a flap that is just, like, completely disconnected from the wiper, and it's just, like, flapping all over the place. It's not connected, like, at all. It's hanging by, like, a thread on the thing. And I immediately realize that they replaced my old wipers with some, like, 10-year-old used windshield wipers or something, and I essentially paid them $20 as like a bribe
to pass
my auto inspection.
So that's the story of how you bribed.
And yes, I apparently bribed the auto shop into passing the inspection without me knowing that I did that at all. I thought I was just buying new windshield wipers.
Yeah. What was actually probably happening is you walked in, they saw your wipers, they were like, hey, we'll pass you. Wink, wink,
and
wink.
I just did not see the wink at all. Yeah.
No, they were winking.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we'll pass you for $20. And what I heard was, we'll replace your your wipers for $20 and pass you.
No.
And I was just like, okay. And naive me was like, yeah. And so now I paid them $20, basically, to pass me. And I have worse windshield wipers than I had before. I don't know if they replaced them or they just like ripped up my old ones or what they did, but
what they probably did was they just took them off and put them back on.
Oh, maybe. And probably in that process they like got they one of the blades got once. Disconnected or something.
They were just like, screw it. He paid us $20.
Yeah, they like take them off and then they put them back on. And while they put them back on, like the flap like fell off or something. And they're like, well, whatever, they're new. And I didn't want to go back and like complain because
they might fail you.
Because I would be like, yeah, I kind of did something illegal accidentally. So I didn't want
to. You would go back in and say, hey, I think you replaced these with bad wipers. And they're like, so you're saying you bribed
and
us?
And then they'd wink at you and be like, yeah. I'm sure we replaced them with bad right wipers, wink, wink, or whatever. And then I'd be like, oh, never mind. So that's my car story for the day.
That's a good story.
You know, I have a lot of car stories. My car's 15 years old, as you know. Yeah. You want to get in some questions now?
I'm ready to get into some questions.
Do you have some good ones? I have some okay ones. I have to say, before we go any further, I have to say, Ask Reddit today is, like, really awful.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the holidays, like, people are nuts or something, but it's all just, like, terrible questions.
A lot of kids are on Christmas break right now, so I think a lot of that.
There's also a lot of, like, sadness over, like, 2016 is terrible, but then there's a lot of, like, optimism, like, 2017 is going to be great. How is it going to be great for you, everyone? Like, I don't care about that question.
And there's also a lot of terrible racism and
that's the internet in general, yeah. Right? But, like, today especially, I was browsing and I was like, this is awful. What is all this
The crap? Top five questions on Yahoo Answers. We can't even repeat them. They were bad.
They were unspeakably
bad. Horrible.
All right, so I'm going to open with this kind of goofy one.
Okay.
Is there an app like Grindr/Tinder to meet friends?
Okay.
Not for hooking up, just to chat.
So for those who aren't familiar
with Grindr or Tinder.
What are those?
Do you not know what they are?
I mean,
just rhetorically asking.
I'm not really an internet person. I'm
so I had to explain Grindr and Tinder to you. Grindr and Tinder are apps that you can use to quote unquote hook up with someone.
Okay.
On the internet to initiate in physical manifestations of
intimacy.
Oh, I like that. Yes. Initiate physical manifestations of intimacy.
So these are, I mean, I've heard about something called OkCupid. These aren't really like that.
No. Well,
is there a difference?
There is a difference. Yes. You really don't know what this is, do you?
No, I know what they are. I'm just messing
with you. You're just goading me on. Okay, so OkCupid is more for like dating. Like, I want to meet you and like go on a date. You know, if I don't like you, whatever, that's fine, but, like, we're gonna go on a date.
Yeah.
Grindr and Tinder are more for, like, maybe we'll date, but, like, right now I'm just I'm looking for something specific.
Okay. And, what's the difference between Grindr and Tinder?
Do you really want
me to
go?
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
So if I'm a guy and I'm using Grindr, what should I expect?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with using Grindr.
Or Tinder.
Or like, Tinder.
Yeah. I mean, you're fine. You're an adult. Live your life.
Grindr's for one orientation and Tinder's for another. That's the way I would explain it. That's a very good way to explain
it. No, that's fine.
Yeah, see? There you go. That's it. That's all you wrote.
So, but you wouldn't use Tinder to make friends.
You could
try.
You know, I think there was a Conan O'Brien episode or something. I think he used Tinder or Grindr. I don't remember. I think he used both, and he like tried to meet like friends through that.
How'd that go?
It worked surprisingly well because a lot of the people on there were like looking for like a quick hookup.
Right.
But, like, when they, you know, a lot of times that doesn't, I've never used them, but, like, that doesn't go through sometimes.
Yeah.
So, like, at the end of the night, they're just looking to, like, have a beer with somebody or something, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, Conan goes there, and he's like, oh, hi, surprise, and they're like, oh, that's weird. And then Conan's like, do you want to have a beer or something? And they're like, sure, because, like,
I guess they have nothing better to do.
Yeah. So, it, like, works surprisingly well, like, as kind of an icebreaker kind of thing. That being said, it's probably not a good idea to use that because I feel like there would be an expectation.
Yeah, there are expectations with these apps.
Yeah.
That if you use them, you're looking for...
Yes. A thing, like, immediately. Yes. Or, like, not immediately, but, like, you know, that's always in the back of the other person's head.
That's the mindset.
Head, probably.
Yeah.
So, for friends, I don't know of anything. Although, I think it would be good. Like, it might be a good... I don't know. I feel like very...
Would it be good?
Hit or miss on this.
Would it really be good?
I don't know. But like, okay. So we could have... We have to specify like if this is like a Grindr Tinder kind of deal or if this is like a more like... All right. So is this the Grindr of friend apps or is this the like...
Yeah. Like maybe you want to find friends that are the same sexual orientation as you.
No. What I'm talking about is like, is this the Grindr Tinder of friendship finding apps, or is this like the eHarmony of friendship finding apps?
What would be the difference? Like maybe you
the
just
difference
wanna...
is like one is like I don't care who I'm hanging out with, I just want to hang out with someone and do something, and the other one is like I'm looking for a long-term friend.
Okay, so
you know what I mean?
I'm looking for maybe go to a kick-ass concert one night.
Yeah, like if we become friends, whatever. But I just am looking for someone to hang out with.
Yeah, tonight
specifically. Yeah, but not for like sex, but for...
No, for friendship.
Right. Yes. I mean, if that's what they do, that's fine too, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. But no, this app is specifically supposed to be for friends.
Yeah. So, like, So this wouldn't be, like, a long-term friendship. Finally.
No.
It would just be like, I'm going to Bon Jovi concert tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know why I chose Bon Jovi.
I don't have anyone to go with.
I don't have anyone to go with. I'm looking for a cool dude.
Yeah.
Come hang out with me.
To have sex.
That sounds really sexual.
Just a couple of dudes going to a Bon Jovi concert. Like, that's it.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. I feel like you would have to put like not sex in the like subject.
But then it's weird, isn't it?
Is it though?
I
mean, yes, it is.
The advertisement is I just want to go to a Bon Jovi concert with some
with
dudes.
With a cool dude.
No sex.
Oh god.
Yeah.
But if you didn't put no sex,
then I mean,
then you're going to a Bon Jovi concert with some guy you just met on the internet.
With a cool dude
you just met on the internet. I mean, I feel like so I think the onus is on the app for like specifically outlining like this is just for like hanging out with guys and gals.
But people are sexual.
No, you're right.
Beings.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right.
That's what
you know what I mean
do.
Though?
I don't know how you would do it though. Like you could say that it's just for friends, but anybody using it's just gonna be like, yeah, okay, friends.
Oh wink, wink, wink. Yeah. Like that's what they're calling it on the internet these days.
Yeah, sure, just friends. That's probably just a legal thing that they have to say.
Right, like I'll go to the Bon Jovi concert with you.
Yeah. Cool dude.
I'm a cool dude.
Are
you
a cool dude?
So, yeah. I feel like If the app existed, you're right. I think it would
just... You want my honest answer to this?
Yes, I do.
My honest answer is you shouldn't meet people from the internet in real life.
Ever. I've met some people on the internet from real life. It worked, kind of.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah, it worked.
Are you still friends with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't hang out with them all the time.
I think, by and large, you just shouldn't meet people off the internet. And if you do, you should know them for a long time on the internet.
I think that's
first.
That's probably the real thing,
like,
right?
If you go on the internet and say, hey, I want to meet someone tonight, right now.
There's a big difference between, like, you've seen someone on, like, Reddit or a forum you go to a few times, and you're like, hey, let's meet tonight.
Yeah.
Like, that's way different than, like, meeting someone that, like, you've talked to on the internet for, like, a year.
Years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, a huge difference.
Yeah, because you know that you have stuff in common.
Yeah,
there's
and
kind
you,
of, there's,
you
there's
kind
some...
of know their personality already, you know?
Yeah. It might be totally different in real life.
But you at least know, like, you know.
And generally, if you're online, you're sort of from a common community sort of thing. Like, there's some interests that you will share.
Right, yeah.
Inevitably.
Whereas, like, posting something and like, hey, someone meet me tonight. And it's like, who are you? Or it's like, I don't know, let's meet. And it's like, that could just blow up.
The equivalent of, like, a Craigslist.
Yes. Maybe that's the key.
You shouldn't do that,
in this.
Though.
No, if you're looking for a Grindr / Tinder to quote unquote meet friends, maybe you should just like Craigslist. Listeners, you can't see his eyes right now.
But they're like, single dude, just want to go to a Bon Jovi concert.
I love that it's a Bon Jovi concert. Yeah, I don't know why it's Bon Jovi, but it's perfect. Yeah, you're like on Craigslist and you're like, hey everyone, I'm going to a Bon Jovi concert tonight and I got an extra ticket. Hit me up if you want to go with a cool dude. You always have to say cool dude.
Yeah.
And then whoever wants... The problem with that is, like, you're completely right. Like, you get a bunch of creepers to, like, get in on that.
I mean, is there anyone browsing Craigslist that isn't a...
creepy person?
Yeah,
probably not. Yeah, I think that's the problem with this app, though, right? Like,
this app just wouldn't work.
Because the problem is, like, we're not even talking about, like, the sex thing.
Yeah,
like,
no.
We're just talking about, like, no matter what, there's some creepy people that are going to use this to, like, do weird shit.
Yes.
You know, no matter what. And I think with, like, Grindr and Tinder, the reason that works is because, like, everyone's already on that, like, already has that, like, the purpose of the app is already in everyone's head.
Yeah.
So if, like, they meet and they're like, no, this isn't going to happen, then it just doesn't happen. And it's not like... oh, it didn't work out. But, like, this, like, friend thing, it's, like, an ambiguous, like, relationship. You don't really know what the end goal of this friendship is. You know what I mean?
What are you guys going to do
together? Yeah, like, what are you doing together? Like, to Big Joe 33 in, like, Kentucky, friendship could mean something really fucking weird to him, you know? And you don't really know what that means, you know? So...
yeah,
whereas on Grindr and Tinder, you're like, hey, I want to meet someone, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, all right, let's meet. And then it's like, all right, now we know. Either we're going to, like, hook up or not. The end. You know what I mean? And it's like, we all know what this app's for.
And you get a picture, too. Like, that's all you really need.
Well, you'd get a picture on the friend thing, too.
Yeah, but you can't tell based off of a picture if you can be someone's friend.
No,
you
I
can
know.
Tell based off of a picture whether you're going to have sex
with
that person.
I think the
not.
Problem is the friendship thing is, like, a more ambiguous definition. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, are we just hanging out? Are we, like, trying to, like... bare our souls to each other?
Yeah.
Are we playing with your weird, like, doll collection? Like, what's going on here?
Are we having, like, a professional relationship? Or
like,
working on some music?
This is weird, Like, it's very ill-defined. So, yeah, I don't think it would work.
I think there's a flawed concept.
I think the key to meeting people on the internet, finding a community on the internet, and just, like, talking to people there. Issue, obviously, there is, like, location.
Yeah.
Maybe what should happen is, like, you have a community on the internet, like Reddit or whatever, and then, like, you can optionally, like, sort people by their location, and then you can, like, talk to people that are in your area or something.
I would never advertise my location.
Well,
like
for
that.
The people that would want to, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think Facebook already does a pretty good job of this.
Sure, but Facebook, you know people outside. That's how you find people on Facebook, right? You know them outside, you add them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Reddit is all just like... Like, Reddit has, like, Reddit meetups. Like, you know, they're like, oh, let's meet up.
That sounds so
Some people
bad.
Meet that way. You know?
It's not for me. I don't know. Maybe a different generation or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Some people meet that way. I think I know somebody who met on a Reddit meetup. But, that being said, they didn't know each other on Reddit. They just met each other at the Reddit meetup.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a different thing.
And that's also different because it's a large group of people.
That's more like a convention.
Yeah, it sounds like what this person is asking is he wants a one-on-one.
Yeah, that's true.
Not like a huge group of people. Or if you don't get along with one person, there might be a couple people that you actually do get along with.
This is starting to be like AOL chat rooms, you know? Where you, like, just go and you're like, hey, who wants to talk to me? And they're like, me! And then you just talk, you know?
And it usually doesn't...
Doesn't end the way you think it should end, yeah. That's the problem. There's so many weird people on the internet. Like, and they're all... There are way more than normal people, like, looking for other people to talk to at any given time.
I think we crushed that question.
Yes, I
think question's destroyed.
All right, what, you have one for me? I know you do.
I'll do just a couple quick ones.
Okay.
What is your favorite scene in the Home Alone, the movie? All right, that's worded weird.
The original movie?
Yeah, what's your favorite scene in Home Alone? I have a very specific one that I have laughed harder at this scene than I have at anything else in my entire
life.
Okay,
well then tell me what it is.
So there's a scene where not Harry.
Home Alone kid. Marv.
Marv.
Yes.
No, not Marv. Marv is the dumb one. Harry... is listening to
Which
a door.
One's Harry?
Harry's the guy with the beanie. He's the and
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so he pulls on a doorknob and it's attached to a tool chest, and the tool chest comes falling down
on
the stairs.
Head.
No, it's falling down the stairs slowly and making
a
ton
of
noise.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he has his ear to the door and he hears it coming down the stairs.
It sounds like a train or something.
It sounds terrible. Uh-huh. And it inevitably reaches the bottom and smashes into him and he goes into a wall. It's the expression on his face as he's listening in on the door and
he's
the thing
like,
is coming down the stairs. He just this look of horror.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, that's just perfect comedy. It's the funniest scene in any movie ever.
Wow, that's very specific.
Yeah.
I remember that scene. That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
I don't know if I think it's as funny as you think it is.
I think that it's the funniest thing ever.
But I think that's a pretty funny scene. Anytime they get messed up. I mean, that's the whole movie, though, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's...
It's like
that's
a series of them physically getting injured.
Yes. Home Alone is just... It's a medium for telling, like, slapstick humor.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's the reason it exists.
Yeah, I don't know what my favorite scene in Home Alone is. I don't know, there are a lot of good
ones. The tool chest scene is the best one.
Is that the best one?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't there one where his like head gets caught on fire or something?
Yeah, he opens the door and there's
You like know all
Yeah,
the
there's
Home
a
Alone
flamethrower
scenes.
Somehow that, uh-huh. that Home
like
Alone
it's a
kid
blowtorch
has.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know why he has that, but
how do you know all these Home Alone
scenes? I have a good memory of Home Alone movies.
You've watched Home Alone all the time.
I've
You don't remember the character's name, but you remember all the physical
all
gags.
All the physical
that they have.
Gags. Yeah.
You like have all the gags memorized. You have you like the story. You couldn't like.
Okay, here's another quick one. Are all husbands married?
I would say yes. By definition, all husbands are married.
That's a funny question.
Maybe.
No, I don't think you can get around that one. I think to
I think yes. All husbands are married. Yes.
If you disagree, send us an email.
With all husbands are married.
If you're a husband and you're not married,
we
would like to hear from you.
I have one.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is a weird question.
I like it.
In a parallel universe, the concept of kissing exists, but it is not contact of the lips. What's the new kissing?
Ooh.
Really got into the bottom of the barrel early this week, huh?
Oh, this is gross.
You could do the Eskimo thing, like the nose thing, right?
That's not that gross.
No, that's normal. That could be a thing, right?
I mean, if you think about kissing as is, it's really gross if you really
sure.
think about it.
I think the thing about kissing, like, is there's levels of it, right?
Yeah.
You could be, like, a little...
You could do on the cheek.
Kiss.
You could...
Do lips. Like, just, like, closed lips.
Then you could go straight up, like, bio-horror.
You can get all the... You can, like, there's any amount of kissing you want to do. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's unlimited in the amount... You could go for it, is
that,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you can kiss your mom, and then you can kiss, like, you know,
Yeah, your significant other.
Yeah.
And it's different.
Yes. And with your significant other, you can kiss them on the cheek.
Yeah.
Or you could, like, go all in.
Whole hog.
Go whole hog. So I think that's the thing about kissing. Like,
you have to find something with...
That's why it's invented, because it's like, oh, I can show how much we're doing this by, you know, in different ways or whatever.
I cannot think of something that isn't just totally...
The Eskimo nose thing wouldn't work because you can only do that.
There's only... Yeah.
There's only, like, one way to...
Would you, like, rub it in their eye?
What if you had, like, a series of really complex handshakes?
Like...
But, like, the more intimate you get, like, the more, like, rubbing the handshake is becoming. Like, I'm not good. I was going to say we should try it, but I'm not going to do that.
Maybe we shouldn't, yeah.
But I'll just show you what I mean with my other hand.
Yeah.
So then, like, you're... The people can't see this, unfortunately. So you have, like, a regular handshake, which is, like, you know, nice to meet you, sir.
Yes.
And then you have, like, the sloppier ones, right?
Yeah.
Where it's, like, you kind of have both... You're both kind of, like, fish on fish.
Yeah, like a...
You know what I mean,
I wish
right?
you could see this. This is...
It's, like, fish on fish. Open palm...
Flopping around.
Sweaty open palm flopping, right?
Yes.
And then you can get, like, ticklish...
On the palm.
On the palm, yeah. So you can really, like, vary up, like, the kinds of...
You can grab different fingers.
And pull.
And pull.
Massage.
Maybe you could crack their knuckles.
Yeah, you can massage the finger.
You could grab by the forearm, even.
Yeah, yeah.
To show, like...
And you could use both hands, too.
You can get...
You can get right up there.
You can use both hands.
Right? So you could, yeah, I think you could do a lot. I mean, there's a lot. You have ten fingers, and you could use them in any way you want. So you could, like, you could basically use
both of
them.
You've got, like, three joints in every finger. You've got wrist joints. You can, there's tons of movements.
And then you can, like, meet hands, like, cup each other's hands.
Yeah.
And then, like, move around.
So the movement he's doing right now is a Kamehameha. So
you, like, link the Kamehamehas up. And then you, like, rotate a lot.
Yeah, gyrate.
You're rotating the Kamehameha. And then, you twiddle your fingers.
While doing the Kamehameha.
Inside of it. And that's how aliens kiss.
It's they just use their hands.
They're just like, and they rotate and they twiddle their fingers in it.
That doesn't... Okay, so there's a problem with that. Usually when you're kissing, you're doing other stuff with your hands. Like, you would usually be close to someone when,
like,
you kiss
them. You're embracing?
Yeah, and if you're embracing, it's hard to get your hands...
Sure, I got it, though. I got the solution here.
Okay.
Use your legs to embrace.
So you, like, knee each other in very...
No, I would say you wrap your legs around them.
Like, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you... Kamehameha.
And then you Kamehameha.
You would have to be very good at bending and gymnastics in general. You had to be very flexible.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. Only flexible people can be very intimate in their relationship.
I mean, that's sort of how it is already.
That's true. Yeah, so, I don't know. That's my answer. Do you have a better one?
No, I think hands is good.
It could be, like, ear stuff.
That's... Ugh. I think there's something that we're avoiding.
What do you mean?
There's something else you could do.
Well, yeah, of course there's something else you could do. But there, like, that's
a lot like kissing.
That's the act of... that's a different thing.
Is right? it?
This is like, you can do this in public, you know?
I mean, if we're changing... So if kissing is no longer a thing, that's already a social norm that's been changed. There's no saying that, you know, we couldn't change another social norm
to
make something else a little...
Yeah, but, like, okay, yes. But, like, if you're, like, walking by your significant other and they're, like, leaving for the store or something, you're not going to, like, bang them really quick to, like, let them know you, like, love them or whatever. You need to, like, give them, like, a quick, like, hey! Yeah. So that's where the Kamehameha comes in.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, mwah, love you! Kamehameha.
Do you make the sound with your mouth? And
yes. Mwah. You go, mwah. No, in this reality, your hands have, like, lips on... Oh, God. And maybe that's the end of the episode.
And that's been episode 15 of...
No. So yeah, you can't do it. Like, I understand you're going with like the sex thing, but that's like the ultimate, right?
Yeah.
That's like when everything leads to that, sure, but
you
like,
got to do the hands.
You have to have like a quick oh, let's just show affection really quick, you know? Like a quick, like I can do it in public, you know, I can do it really quickly, and that's what the kiss is, you know? The kiss can be a light thing mm-hmm. and it can be a heavy thing. And you need an analog to that, and the analog is the hands.
Yeah.
Boom.
I like it.
That's yeah. my opinion.
Hands is good.
Hands. Yeah.
There aren't any other body parts that we can really maneuver in a way. No. That would...
Hands is the ultimate one.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
that,
it.
That would suck if you got your hands cut off.
It would suck if you got your lips cut off.
Yeah, it would. Wow, you would look really weird.
You would. There's some people that have their lips cut off. I don't know if that's true.
I've got a good awkward one that we can segue into.
Oh, that one was an awkward though, right? Go ahead.
People who sleep in the nude. What's your emergency plan?
Oh, that's a good question.
So you're naked and someone just broke into your house.
Yeah.
What's your plan?
What do you mean, what's my plan?
I mean...
Go down there and shoot them or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter that you're naked.
Who cares?
Who cares?
There's someone in your house.
It's an emergency.
No, seriously, like, what? I don't get it.
I don't know. That was just the question.
No, but, like, I know what they're asking is, like, you're naked, now there's an intruder in your house. What do you do? My answer to that is, like, there's an intruder in your house, regardless if you're naked or not.
Yeah,
they don't care if you're naked.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably do, but, like...
It might be a psychological advantage. It might be more Maybe. Intimidating.
Oh, if like you're naked.
Yeah, like I'm... Whoa, there's a naked guy.
It's like, wow, he is quite naked.
Yeah.
What was he doing right before?
I don't know. I don't want to stick around to find
he
out.
He was kissing with his hands, wasn't he? He was...
If your house was on fire, though...
Oh, yeah.
What that would be do? I mean, that would be a little embarrassing.
You'd
but...
run outside with no pants on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
I mean...
Grab a towel.
I guess if I slept in nude, I would just keep, like, shorts, like, near my bed, and I can just throw them on real quick.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm in my underwear outside in my neighborhood after my house is on fire, like, no one's gonna care.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, he ran out in his underwear because his house is on fire. I would have done the same damn thing. Little do they know, you quickly put underwear on. But, yes. like, whatever, you know. So that's the plan. I think that's all you would do.
Yeah.
But if there's a burglar, like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
If I'm naked and there's a burglar, like, whatever, grab that baseball bat and
mm-hmm.
be naked down there, right?
Yes.
Do what you gotta do to defend yourself. Call 911.
Do you have another question?
Yeah, I have a couple good ones, actually. Where did it go? Oh, okay, so... This one is very weird. What would be the most inconvenient place to play Monopoly at?
Okay.
What would be the most inconvenient place to play Monopoly? Or any board game, really.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of weird places you could play Monopoly.
Can I share my, like, weird-ass answer that, like, immediately when I read this, I thought of it. It makes absolutely no sense.
Where?
On a whale's back.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that.
So whales sleep with their backs out of
the
water.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And you're just like, let's play Monopoly on the whale.
Hurry, roll the dice. He's about to wake up.
He's waking up! And then it's like, blowhole.
Yeah.
You play it, you accidentally put the like board on the blowhole. And then he wakes up and blows air out.
And everything is ruined.
And everything's ruined.
On a whale's back would be super inconvenient.
In a car.
Yeah. On a roller coaster.
We can think of, like, most ridiculous places.
In hell.
In
That's
hell.
The first place I thought
that
of.
That would be inconvenient.
Yeah, that would be super
that
inconvenient.
That game would never end because it's because
maybe,
it's hell.
Maybe that is hell.
You just play Monopoly.
Monopoly that never
But it's not like ends. It's not like the first 30 minutes. It's like you've already played the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You're playing, like, the last hour. Like
There's a hotel
forever.
Everywhere.
Yeah, like... Yeah. And it's like your cousin is winning or something.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. Some family member that you don't like is like winning Monopoly. And they just constantly keep winning. But, like, you never run out of money. You just keep playing forever and ever.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
I don't know. On an airplane?
Yeah, that would... It's a really turbulent flight.
Yeah. And there's, on, like, a biplane?
Yeah. There's, like, a flight attendant, and he's like, sir, I need you to put your tray table up. And you're like, you don't understand. I'm playing Monopoly. This is really important.
And, like, the guy next to you is playing. You, like, roped him into playing, even though he doesn't know you.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, if I can be the hat, I'll play, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you have, like, Park Place and Boardwalk, but he has, like, Connecticut and all those other ones.
Yes.
And you're finishing the game up, but you're about to land.
Yeah. And the flight attendant's being really angry with you.
So that would be pretty inconvenient.
Yes.
There's so many inconvenient places you could play Monopoly at. In your room.
A steel foundry.
What's the most inconvenient places on Earth? Like, for doing anything? A car.
The desert.
The desert. That's good. On a camel's back. I don't know why. All of mine are, like, moving objects.
You could do it in the Amazon.
On a canoe.
On a canoe.
Sorry, I always go to the mode of transportation yes. ones. I don't know why.
There's mosquitoes and piranhas.
Yes, you're on a canoe. You're playing Monopoly. It's like balancing on, like, the middle of the canoe.
Yeah.
And you're, like, yeah, you're playing Monopoly there. And all the pieces are, like, falling into the water and stuff.
And you're there are people... In, yeah.
In what? In
watching you? I was thinking there are, like, native tribes
they're who, like, watching
who
you.
Don't know what Monopoly is, and they think that you're casting, like, some sort of...
Oh, so they're, like, throwing spears at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's like witchcraft to them. Yeah. They don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's possible. That's a weird question. Do you have any other ones? I have a couple weird Yahoo answers if you want to do them.
I have one more.
All right, let's go.
What is the creepiest thing to have hundreds of and refer to as my babies? Anything perishable?
Yeah, like canned goods?
Avocados.
Avocados is good.
Because they're going to go bad, but they're your babies, but they're so your babies. Can't throw them out.
Any perishables would be weird, like fruit or whatever.
Yeah.
Avocados is weird. Any, like, canned goods.
Yes.
Like corn or something. My babies.
This is my corn.
It's my babies. What if you collected, like, something, like stamps or something?
That would be weird. Maybe it's, like, a very particular kind of stamp. Like, it's all pictures of...
Queen Elizabeth.
And those are your babies.
Margaret Thatcher.
Annie Oakley.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be... I don't know. I think inanimate objects, obviously.
Yeah.
But
I mean, is it? It's not much better if they're living.
No. Like, what about... Oh, what if you had a lot of bugs?
Ooh, those, like, are your babies.
Yeah, like mosquitoes or something.
Or, like, real big beetles.
Yeah. Or, like, stink bugs. Or, like, those twig things, you know?
Yeah, those creepy twig bugs.
Guys, I hate those things.
They're terrible.
They're so scary.
They're abominations of
nature.
They're
really scary. And every time someone, like, has them, they're like, look at this. And they, like, let it, like, crawl on their hand.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, every time I've ever seen that on television, there's, like, a nature guy. And he's like, look at the twig thing. Doesn't it look just like a twig? And then he, like, picks up a twig. And then he, like, lets the thing, like, crawl on his arm. And it's, like, 20 feet long. And it's like, bleh! And he's like, look how cool it is. And you're like, stop it. It's going to kill you or something.
Yes, destroy them all.
They're so creepy. But, yeah, if you had a bunch of those and were, like,
and you let them crawl on your body.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're your babies.
Yes. That would be
terrible.
You're,
like, weird twig insect man. You imagine, like, they're all on your face and on your, like, all right, you can't deal with this question anymore. All right, you have anything else? Oh, I have one more question.
Okay,
this is an advice one. Okay, how do I tell my boyfriend he smells? So we have been together for almost 11 years, and his hygiene has gradually gotten worse. He doesn't go to the gym or work hard. He just doesn't take care of himself or his hygiene. Other people have told me that he smells, and I need to get him to shower. I will say, oh, are you having a shower tonight? And he will get very defensive and offended, and sometimes will shower, but sometimes infuriatingly he will just have a wash. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I just can't stand it. It is embarrassing. Ooh, that's tough.
So how do you
make your boyfriend shower, and how do you let him know he smells?
Right. It sounds like he or she has already tried to tell their boyfriend to shower. Yeah. Like, that's kind of step one. They've already gone
the first step.
Yeah.
But they need
politely ask.
Now they need to be like, "Hey, buddy, you smell really bad. You need to go to the shower right now." What?
That's just a funny thing.
I don't know how to do it either.
Hey, you need to shower right now.
Maybe I think she's worried, or he's worried, or whoever is worried that maybe if they told them, they'd get really mad and they'd like, you know. Well, you know, they've been together for 11 years. They don't want to ruin
the relationship. That's a long time.
Especially if it's, like, progressively gotten worse. And then originally they're like, oh, it's not too bad. And now it's just, like, reached ahead. Like, well, they can't, like, put up with this, but they can't really say anything because they haven't said anything for 11 years.
It sounds like there needs to be an intervention.
There needs to be a third party, right?
No.
No.
First, you sit them down and say, listen.
You smell.
You smell not good.
From the significant other, though?
Yeah. You need to maybe buy him cleaning supplies. Like, chances are he doesn't have a lot of cleaning things.
What if you, like, made him shower?
You're like, go in the shower, I'm gonna watch you.
You, like, take him into the shower.
And shower and him.
Shower him.
Like those old Western
movies. Yes, yes.
And they put
like
him
a big hose.
Tub.
And then, like, throw him, and then they just, like, shoot water at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Like, they do that with, like, the town drunk or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the solution.
That's the solution. You get a giant
elephant hose
tub and a big hose, and you're like, get in there, mister.
Or else. And then you just, you shoot water.
Hose them off. Real good.
And you, like, throw bubbles in the tin tub, too.
And then you say, yes, so that, you know, it's safe for television and there's no genitals.
Right.
Yes.
And you put, like, a bathing cap on them.
Yes.
For fun.
So that's the solution. And then you say, listen, if you don't start showering.
This is happening all the time.
This is going to happen again.
Yeah, you have to treat him like a dog, basically.
Yes.
Like, you're going to have a bath there. And they're like, no, I don't want to do it. And they're like, too bad. It's happening.
Yeah, so treat him like a dog. Just
great. Treat your boyfriend like a dog, basically.
Put him in the sink and wash him off.
Yep. Treat your boyfriend like a dog. I mean, that's the solution to most problems.
Yeah.
Of boyfriend problems.
Just pretend that he is
a dog.
A dog.
An animal. If that doesn't work, I think you'd have to have, like, a friend intervention. Like, you'd have to have people he knows.
Yeah, like, talk to one of his friends and say, hey, could you tell him that he smells?
But then they wouldn't want to do that, though.
Yeah, but
I'm thinking, like, more like if someone's on drugs, like, they have, like, an intervention. You know what I mean?
With their whole family.
Yeah, so they're all there. They've gathered around.
Be like, listen, Greg.
Greg. You smell really bad.
We all wrote you this letter.
Yeah. And then they all open it, and he's like, what is this about? And they're like, Greg, for the past 11 years, you've progressively gotten smellier and smellier. And then everyone brings some, like, soap or, like, some cleaning.
A big sponge.
Yeah. You know, deodorant, soap, hair, you know, products, stuff like that. They sit them down, and they do it. So it's like friends and family.
And then you say, listen, Greg, we're not going to let you do this to yourself
anymore. To yourself. Exactly, yeah. It's like an intervention. And then he goes to rehab.
For smelly people.
Maybe they need a rehab like that. People that have bad hygiene.
Yeah. You just
some of the internet could use that, right?
Yeah, they definitely could.
The bad hygiene rehab.
Yeah.
You know? Like people that don't shower all the time. That some people out there don't shower, like, ever. Or, like, once, like, a month or something.
That's, you know, terrible.
That? I was reading a thing on the internet once, and people were like, how often do you shower? And people were like, you know, once a day or once every 2 days or whatever. I was like, once every 2 days, that's a little, huh? But then some people were like, oh, once a week. And then they're like, oh, I shower whenever I think about it, which is not very often. And it's like, whoa, okay.
Where do these people work?
I feel like they must not. That's the only thing I think.
Like, you can't be around other humans.
Well, it's the same thing with this guy, right? Like, if this guy's not showering, like, it reads like this guy showers maybe once a week.
It sounds like he stopped showering, like, around year six.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and this girl basically has to goad him into doing it, right?
Yeah.
And, like, if he only showers, like, once a week or, like, washes up once a week, where does he work? Like, he's smelling up whatever place he's working at. Yeah. I feel like that's grounds for firing, you know?
Yeah, I would fire someone.
Greg, you smell really bad.
We can't have you
and
here
the
anymore.
Office is, the morale is going real down real quick here. We need you to wash up.
Productivity is way down.
Can you fire someone for smelling bad?
Absolutely.
Is that, like, legal, though? You know, like, are you discriminating against smelly people?
They're not, like, a...
They're not a protected class?
No, thankfully.
Maybe one day.
It is my right to not shower.
I mean, technically, it is your right to not shower.
Yeah, but it's also my right not to work with people that don't shower.
That's true. That is true. What if, like, a smelly person... All right, you know what? No, I'm not going to get into that. That's a weird thing. I was going to be like, what if they had, like, a religious reason for not showering?
Then I'm not going to say anything.
The end.
The end.
Do you want to go into trivia?
Yes, okay, I have some really good questions for you.
Let's do it.
All right.
It's my turn this week.
It is my turn to ask you questions.
Yeah, I think we're tied up, aren't we? 5-5?
I think we're tied up at 5-5. Mm-hmm. And I have 3 trivia questions for you today. The categories will be 90s video game cartoons.
90s video game cartoons?
Yeah, you know, like Sonic,
yeah,
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, that's very specific, but all right, I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah. The other category will be Bird.
Of course.
As is tradition.
Yeah.
And the last category will be Disney. So we've got two like cartoon questions.
Cool, I'm down. I like that.
All right, so...
Can we do Bird last?
Yeah, I'll say Bird for last.
Thank you. That's as tradition.
All right, what are you going to choose as your lifeline?
What do I got again? Do you have the list or no?
I know them by heart. You get 3 choices. You get 5-second Google search, 10-second Bing search, 30-second Yahoo search.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose Monty Hall, which is similar to 50-50. Mm-hmm. You can choose 50-50, which is worse than Monty Hall. You can choose Ask a Rando to ask a random internet stranger.
Uh-huh.
You can choose, what are the other ones?
Phone a Friend and Rhyme Time, I think.
Phone a Friend and Rhyme Time.
Yep.
Or Bust a Move.
That's the one we only do like every other episode.
Yes.
I'm going to go with 30-second Yahoo. Okay. I feel like that's been working really well. Lately.
Yeah, it has.
I'm going to go with Ask a Rando.
Okay.
And then Monty Hall.
And Monty Hall.
I know we choose like the same one.
Right. Yeah, those are my favorite
those
too.
Those are the best.
Question number 1.
Okay, I'm ready. What category is this?
This is from 90s video game cartoons.
Got it.
The question is, what is the name of Earthworm Jim's dog? Is it A, Pete? Is it B, Steve? Is it C, Isaac?
Uh-huh.
Or is it D, Lucas?
God damn it, that's hard. Pete, Steve, Isaac, or Lucas, right?
Pete, Steve, Isaac, or Lucas.
I don't know why, but I'm leaning to Pete. Like, some reason Pete sounds right. I don't know why. But I think I'm going to do a Monty Hall on this one.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm pretty sure it's Pete, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to choose... I'm not going to choose Pete to lock in, because I'm pretty sure it is Pete.
Okay.
So I'm going to choose maybe I'll choose one I know it's not.
Pete, Steve, Isaac, Lucas.
I don't think it's Lucas. Yeah. I'm going to lock in Lucas, and I'm going to do Monty Hall. So.
Okay. It is between Pete and Steve. Is it Steve or is it Pete?
I'm going with Pete. Final answer.
A, Pete is the correct answer.
Yes!
There is a level in Earthworm Jim called For Pete's Sake.
Oh, it's the one you have to catch his puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that level's depressing.
That level sucks. It's an auto-scroller, and it's really hard.
There's a part where you have to, like, the dogs, like, they're flying.
You have to keep them, from killing themselves.
But they smush when they make an awful sound when they hit the ground, remember?
That's a very psychedelic game, yeah.
And they die. Like, the puppies die. It's so depressing.
It's a really good game.
It is, but do you remember that level? You, like, bounce them on the thing.
Yeah, and you have
and
to keep them
smush.
From...
Oh, my goodness. So that's probably where I remembered Pete from.
Yeah, For Pete's Sake is the level. And he's, of course, in the show, too. That was a really good video game show, too. Good. Second question. Disney. Who kidnapped Hercules when he was a baby? From the Hercules movie.
Okay.
The one that no one has seen.
I've seen it.
I've seen it, but it's been a long time. Is it A, Lachesis, Atropos, and Clotho? Is it B, Pain and Panic? Is it C, Nona, Decima, and Morta? Or is it D, Thanatos?
It was definitely two people. I remember that. There were like two demons at least.
So, Lachesis, Atropos, and Clotho.
I think that's the women, the sages or whatever, the fates.
Mm-hmm. B, Pain and Panic. Uh-huh. C, Nona, Decima, and Morta. And D, Thanatos.
I think I'm going to go with B because that's two, and I remember it being two people. Pain and Panic, final answer.
B, Pain and Panic is correct.
Yeah!
Did not need to use a lifeline.
I know, I got both of them on
there. I thought I could trick you by having the names of the fates.
Yeah, I remembered Atropos as a fate, though.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha!
Final question.
Bird, and I have two lifelines for this one.
And it's a tough one.
Good.
How many families of owls are there?
Great.
A, 1. B, 2.
Uh-huh.
C, 3. Or D, 4.
All right, I'm going to ask a rando on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
How many families of owls are there? How many families of owls are there? Yeah. So it's 1, 2, 3, or 4, right?
Yes. You get 2 minutes starting
now.
Now.
How many families of owls are there?
All right, the stranger's typing.
Hi.
Yeah.
You can do it, stranger. I'm going to open another window. They're not answering. I'm going to have like 3 windows open, I think.
Yeah, so you can multitask.
So I can just ask like as many people as possible. Do, do. Shit, wrong button.
The other person said something. Maybe they gave you the answer.
ASL 18 female sup.
Ask her about the owls.
I did ask her about the owls. How many families of owls are there? I'll ask again. What should I say to ASL?
Just say it doesn't matter. Hurry.
47 male owl.
Rhode Island.
47 male owl. That's where what I am.
Yes.
Oh, sup, baby. Hey, baby. How many families of owls are there?
1 minute has passed.
Oh, God. Oh, they disconnected.
They want you to connect to a different chat. Hurry.
I got somebody else.
You're running out of time.
ASL female, 47 owl, Rhode Island. How many families of owls are there?
All right, you get one more.
Have Skype Rastababe 50. I get one more Omegle?
Yeah, you're on your last one.
I can still do 30 second Google after this, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
30 second Yahoo. Google Whatever. Would be too cheap.
How many families of owls are there? What's up? Nothing much. Just trying to figure out how many families of owls are there.
Oh.
I'm a girl. I just moved to North Dakota. You have a kick name. Well, I have pictures. Okay, so that's my kick name. Okay, that's cool. That's cool, thanks.
Oh, they disconnected.
No! Oh, that sucks. All right, well, I guess I have to use a 30-second Yahoo.
All right, let me...
I'm typing Yahoo in.
Linux doesn't have a timer.
I have a timer on my phone.
Okay.
Hold on. Sorry, I had to do that real quick. Hold on. This is a very disorganized episode.
It's fine.
All right, stopwatch?
Press start, go.
I don't think that's what we want.
It is, it'll work.
We want 30 seconds. Shh, quiet. Start, go.
All right, go.
Yahoo.
Begin your Yahoo search.
How many family owls are there? There are over 222 species of owls. What? That's not what I want.
How many families?
18 families? Belong to the barn owl family. Shit.
How many families? Shut up. Owls?
18 belong to the barn owl family, and 19 belong to the typical owl family. So that sounds like two.
6 seconds.
Three, two. Two. I'm just going to go with two. It said two. It said there were two families, but it didn't really say.
Your answer is two. B, two. Final answer. Two. That's correct.
Oh, you got God.
All right.
There was no obvious, like, there was no, like, there are two families. It was like, you know, these belong to this family, these belong to this family.
You did good, though.
Whew, God, that was close. That was really hard.
Yeah, that was hard.
I can't believe I got all of those.
You got all of them right. Those were hard questions.
They were really hard.
All right.
Good Lord.
So, do you have a last question
you want to wrap up with? Yeah, let's wrap up with something. Let me see. Let me find something. Oh, God.
I have kind of a dumb one we could use.
All right, let's do your dumb one.
What is it better to be a beginner at instead of an expert?
Oh, that's a good question. Video games.
Good one.
It's more fun, I think, when you're a beginner at video games than when you're an expert.
Yeah, kind of anything in the arts, like movies, TV. Once you know a lot about them,
they're not as
they good. Lose their magic.
Yeah, that's true. Like, if you know how the sausage gets made, sausage doesn't taste as good anymore.
Unless you're like me, you really like that sausage.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think arts are like any kind of craft, really.
When you can look at a video game for what it really is, like, if you can play Call of Duty and it actually feels like you're a Marine, then right. You've still got the magic. Yeah. But when I play Call of Duty, I don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
I see a cursor moving around.
Right. Yeah.
And you just click at the right
time.
Pixel.
At the right time, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, the narrative is kind of lost on me.
Mm. Yeah, I think video games is big for me. Because it's like, I've done this. I know exactly what they want
you
to do here. You know, so there's no, like, especially when there's, like, something that's, like, you're trying to do something, you know what they want you to do, and, like, it's not working properly.
Yeah, you know what the expectation of
you is. Yeah, like, you know player. What they wanted you to do here, and it's just not working. You're like, well, this is stupid. This isn't a video game. This is me fighting with some software, basically, happening right now. You know what I mean? And then you just completely lose it. But, like, when you're a kid and you don't know any of this stuff, it's all magic.
Yeah.
It's all, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this thing isn't working, but I don't care because it's cool and magical. And
awesome. It's just like real life. There are some things I don't understand in real life. But no, it's actually...
But now you understand a lot, and you're like, this is dumb. This is not working. Why isn't this working? So I'd say, video games. Movies are another one, you know. Especially when you know how movies are made. You watch a movie, and you're like, oh, I can see they used CGI there, and that's not real. That's not a real stunt right there. And
the angle of the camera in this scene is a little bit off. I feel like, you know, if it were from the perspective of a child, the camera should be lower.
Right. And then you're just not thinking about the movie. You're thinking about, like, the technical ways they made it. And you're like, that was incorrect what they just did there. And I don't appreciate that.
And, you know, when you have that kind of appreciation for that sort of art, you can sort of appreciate different movies in different ways.
That's true.
But...
like, you can appreciate movies that are made well that you not necessarily like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can appreciate movies, like, that I don't necessarily like. Oh, that was great. But it could be like, oh, that was cool.
I appreciate the
technique. The way they made that was neat or whatever, you know. I could do that with a lot of movies. So that's my answer to that one.
Good answer.
Thank you. All right. Any final thoughts for our second in-person podcast? Our first from Austin. Are we going to do another one?
Yeah, we will.
You won?
I want to do another one. Wow. I want to do a bunch this week.
Wow. We're going to, like, just go for it. Huh?
Get a backlog.
One per day.
Yeah.
And we'll release them, like, every 2 weeks or something, right?
Maybe. Maybe we'll just do every day.
Every day in the morning.
A new podcast.
Have a breakfast taco, come back, do a podcast, and then start our day. That's a good way. We should do it. Oh, we should do it like either we just woke up or we're like really tired, like at the end of the day, right?
Yes.
So like we're really groggy and we have no filter on what's coming out of our mouth.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what I think anyway. What do you think? All right. Well, it's been long enough. So you want to call it?
All right, that's been episode 15, second live episode of The Time Bat Show. I'm Bat Snacks.
And I'm Timeasis, and I have been Timeasis. And
thank you for joining
us today. When you've been bad,
do it like
Dad. Do it like Dad. Good night, everybody.